Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Joseph Harary, CEO and president of Research Frontiers. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is REFR. Research Frontiers develops and licenses suspended particle device technology, which is used in SPD, smart controllable glass, and plastic products. Thanks for joining us today, Joe.
Thank you, Juan.
And great. Always good.
We use the term SPD because it's a lot easier to say than suspended particle device.
Correct. SPD, which is, I guess, used in very fast.
Yes.
Technology.
Exactly.
Great. And so always good to have you on. And start off by talking about the results from the independent testing for your SPD for the smart windows.
Well, sure. What I'd like to do is describe first what our technology is and how it works, because I think that'll give people a grounding to understand the significance of some of the energy efficient data that I'm going to be giving you.
Sure.
We basically have a light control film that gets laminated to glass or plastic and allows you to control the tint of things that you use and see every day, like windows, sunroofs for cars, shades for aircraft, just a whole variety of products. We turn ordinary windows into what we call smart windows. And we've licensed 35 companies around the world to use our technology, and these are some of the top companies. And among our licensees, we've probably licensed now the vast majority of the world's glass production to use SPD smart technology. And there's four major markets for the technology: architectural, windows for your homes and office; automotive, imagine a sunroof on your car where you could flip a switch or turn a knob and control how dark or light it gets; aircraft window shades, once again, you could press a button and control the tint of the sun coming through the aircraft; and marine, yachts, cruise ships, and other areas where you have a lot of heat, light, and glare that you're trying to control on the water. And the trends have been very favorable. First of all, there's a greater use of glass in buildings and in vehicles, and also a much greater awareness in this country among architects and designers and building owners of the importance of green buildings and environmentally friendly building designs. And just this last week at our annual meeting, we had some fairly remarkable test results that were verified by an independent testing lab as in terms of the energy efficiency of our smart glass products. And what those test results had shown is that our windows have the potential to be the most energy efficient windows on the planet. Basically, 40% of the total energy used in the U.S. and in Europe is consumed by buildings, homes, and offices, and over 70% of the electricity is used by offices and homes. And about 18% of that energy is actually used in commercial lighting and 10% on residential. So about 14% of our total energy in this country goes towards interior illumination. I want to talk about those two aspects because the data is just remarkable. First of all, the windows themselves can be configured to be the highest in terms of not only range of light transmission, how quickly and how far you can control the tint by simply turning a knob or having the building automatically adjust it, but also energy blockage. Solar heat gain coefficients on our windows can be as low as 0.06, which means you're blocking 94% of the solar energy coming through that window. So it can have a substantial benefit in terms of reducing your air conditioning costs. And because this is a controllable technology and we have a very wide range of heat control, you could also more effectively use these windows to bring in heat, let's say during the winter time when you want to reduce your heating costs. So they have the potential to be very energy efficient. The other aspect besides heat blockage is the ability to do something called daylight harvesting. And what this means is you can now more effectively reduce your energy that you spend on interior illumination by using daylighting more effectively. And it's estimated that smart windows can save between 35 and 60% of the energy that goes towards interior illumination of homes and offices. So if you do the calculation in the U.S. alone, that would result in an estimated savings of about $20 to $35 billion a year in energy. So we're talking about some substantial benefits in terms of the green building movement. Some of the other developments that we've recently had also are equally exciting. As I mentioned, there's a greater use of glass in buildings and vehicles, and that's translating into the expansion of some of the businesses of our licensees. For example, at our annual meeting this past Thursday, LTI Smart Glass, one of our licensees, announced the expansion of their business and the building of a new 90,000 square foot production facility and showroom in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And this new facility has the capacity to produce 23,000 square feet of glass per week. So it's a very significant development for Research Frontiers and for LTI Smart Glass. Also at our annual meeting, DIC, which is a large Japanese chemical company, one of our licensees, had announced that they are now commercially supplying emulsion, which is the chemicals that are used to make our technology, to another licensee of ours, Isoclima in Italy, and they turned this emulsion into a film, and they're now offering products for sale in various industries. And also of significance was DIC's announcement at our annual meeting that they have now acquired the marketing rights from Isoclima to market their Chromalite SPD Smart product in the United States. So it's a very significant development as well that just happened this past week. Also of significance, Innovative Glass, a New York-based licensee of ours in the architectural market, discussed a number of recent projects using SPD Smart Glass. And also of significance was their announcement that they can now produce very large windows, some as high as large as 6 feet by 9 feet, and also the ability to retrofit existing windows with SPD technology. So, for example, if you didn't want to replace the glass in your home or your office, you can now retrofit that to make it SPD smart. And at the annual meeting, also along the lines of business expansion, our licensee in Spectec had demonstrated their eye shade, which is a window shade that gets incorporated into various aircraft and allows you to push a button and control the tint so you could eliminate the shades that you normally would push up or pull down. This gives you better control over the cabin environment and also has the potential to save weight, which can also save fuel. And also regarding the eye shade, we jointly announced a collaboration between Hitachi Chemical, Inspectec, and Research Frontiers for a marketing campaign surrounding the King Air windows. And the first ads, very excited to say, come out in early July. So there's been quite a bit of interesting developments at Research Frontiers and around the world that support the efforts of our licensees. But the thing I'm really excited about is the energy efficiency data because once again, this gives us the potential to produce some of the most energy-efficient windows on the planet. After our annual meeting, people were able to actually sit in a car that was equipped with two large SPD sunroofs. You turn a knob, and you can control how much light is coming into the vehicle. And it also had four sun visors. So when you turn into the sun, the SPD film could automatically adjust to darken or lighten the tint of the top part of your windshield to control the glare coming in, making the car much safer. And then afterwards, people were able to come to our design center and see, you know, large architectural panels using smart glass. Well, that was Thursday. On Monday, we had...
productive meeting.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting for everybody. And it was great to have the support of our licensees at that annual meeting.
So, yeah, can you talk about the, you know, the expansion, international expansion, as far as part of the agreement with SHOTT, you know,
sure.
Significance?
Sure. That was this past Monday, a few days ago. One of our licensees, Smart Glass International, announced with us the expansion of their license agreement to now encompass a worldwide license outside of North America. And at the same time, Smart Glass International also announced a deal with the German glass giant SHOTT Group to distribute SPD Smart products around the world. SHOTT is a 125-year-old company with over 50 sales offices covering about 125 countries, And this substantially increases our geographic footprint to make it much more convenient for architects, designers, homeowners, anyone that's interested in using smart windows in their buildings to get them locally. So that was Monday, and the good news continued on Tuesday. Hitachi Chemical, one of our key licensees, their president had recently given a presentation to financial analysts, and one of the things that was highlighted in that presentation is the need for Hitachi Chemical to supplement and replace their existing core businesses with new core businesses built around key technologies. And I'm happy to say that they announced and featured in this presentation our SPD Smart technology as one of these key technologies that's actually part of a company-wide urgent sales growth project. So it's nice to know that that SPD Smart technology from Research Frontiers is now a cornerstone for the growth of chemical giant Hitachi Chemical. And if people are interested in some of the data in terms of energy efficiency or production capacity or other information that I've talked about, they could visit our website at www.smartglass.com. That's smartglass.com, and there's a lot of information about Research Frontiers, SPD technology, and our licensees on our website.
Great. And so it really sounds like you're well positioned to capitalize on some of the market trends. And so what differentiates the company from other players in your sector?
Well, one thing that we have is a very high-performing technology, and it's our only focus, SPD technology, in terms of range of light transmission, range of heat control, speed of change. There's nothing comparable to SPD Smart technology. And I think the other thing to understand is that we've partnered with 35 world-class companies to produce the chemistry, the film, and the end products that use our technology. And the reason I'm so excited about Research Frontiers and where we're going, and I think as an investment as well, is that we have a very scalable business supported by the efforts of some very large companies around the world. And our royalty base our licenses are based on a royalty percentage of between 5 and 15% of the revenues from these licensees. So it's a very nice business to be in, where large companies do a lot of the heavy lifting, the capital expenditures and the marketing, and we get the benefit of the $75 million that we've invested to date to develop SPD technology, and we have about 520 patents and patent applications around the world covering it. So to summarize, we have a great product with world-class performance, and the basis for making something very important to this world, the most energy-efficient windows on the planet.
And what was the website once again, Joe?
Sure. It's smartglass.com.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Joseph Hariri, CEO and President of Research Frontiers, trading on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is REFR. And before we conclude, Joe, what are some of the key reasons why Research Frontiers represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, one reason, I think, is that we have a very attractive value that's been driven by general market conditions. But we're also in a very important space, the space of energy efficiency. We're making people's lives not only more comfortable and safer, but we're also saving substantial amounts of energy, and that's very important in today's environment. Very strong fundamental news recently in terms of the commitment of large companies like Dynippon Inc. and Chemical and Hitachi Chemical. Very strong business expansion by our licensees. And when you partner with and have the support of large companies and make the small company like Research Frontiers look very good and makes it a pure play in the area of SPD Smart product and this emerging industry. So we're very excited about the future and what our licensees are doing with it.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And it's always great to have you on, and thanks for taking the time to update our investors today, Joe.
Thank you, Juan.